So I think it's important to recognize a refugee resettlement program is a long-standing program that actually started back in 1975 and that was actually written into law in 1980. So it's been, in fact, in place for over 45 years. On average, we've resettled between 80 to 90,000 refugees a year. So the caps have been different every year, but the average across a 45 period with both Republican and Democratic presidents has been right around 80 to 90,000. And then in the past 4 years, it's gone down dramatically from the last year of the Obama administration, where we had a cap of, I believe, 80,000 to initially 45,000, then to 30,000, then to 18,000, and then most recently to 15,000. And to put it a little bit into context, there are currently 80 million displaced people in the world, about 30 million that are classified as refugees. So that's 15,000 out of 30 million refugees worldwide. And the other context I like to always put this into is that we have around 1.5 million immigrants that come to live in the US every year. So only 15,000 of those will be refugees if the current cap stands.
Can President Biden change that number for this year?
Yes, as far as we know, he is able to change that, and he's actually committed to rebuilding the refugee resettlement program. And while we expect the number to go up significantly for fiscal year 2021, and our fiscal year starts October 1st, so when we talk about the refugee cap, it really is from October 1st through September 30th. But that does not mean that the number will significantly go up this year yet. I think there are two points. The first one is that during the last year with the low refugee arrival ceiling, it means the system has been dismantled in major ways, both overseas from a processing standpoint. So it will take a lot of revamping up to actually work on the background checks, the interviews, the medical screenings, the cultural orientation overseas, but also in the US context where many offices have closed over the last 4 years, and there needs to be capacity rebuilt to actually be able to successfully welcome and then also resettle refugees in the long term.
President Biden took quick action on immigration with DACA and other, you know, the border wall and different things like that. But so far, I haven't seen specific executive orders on refugees. Are you expecting any soon?
We're working with the Biden administration, of course, and we have even leading up to the election and post-election. I don't know exactly when we expect action to be taken, but we do expect action to be taken on refugees, but also the number of refugees. That's one of the commitments we've had from his administration, and that's one thing that we definitely do expect. But on the other hand, we also welcome the executive orders he's already issued specifically around DACA, which is our clients of the IRC. So we're really looking forward to having that pathway for immigrants already living here, working here, paying taxes to have a path to citizenship.
I'm curious of what you think the effect of the last 4 years has been specifically on the work that you do here in Abilene.
Definitely the low number of refugees has been affecting us significantly. In fiscal year 2020, we resettled 25 refugees. So to put that in context, since we opened 17 years ago, we've seen around 150 to 200 refugees come to Abilene. So it's definitely affected the number here locally. One effect that we've seen is actually one that I think a lot of people don't expect, but it has hit our employment community. While we know that COVID has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs, what we're seeing is that a lot of the employers we work with on a regular basis are still struggling to find entry-level workers. And we are getting calls literally almost daily from employers desperate to hire. Hire entry-level workers that will actually show up, that can pass a background check, that can pass a drug screening, and we're not able to provide the workforce that we have in the past. But I think from a more human perspective, it's really caused a lot of anxiety with our refugees that are currently already here, as it's also halted a lot of family reunification. So we have individuals that have family members overseas that have been approved and now been waiting for multiple years in the system. And with the refugee ceiling going down, that obviously affects the numbers that have already approved that are not coming into the country. We have an African pastor in town that's been waiting for his parents, and he's been here for more than a decade waiting for his parents to come, and we thought they would be able to travel, and it's been, at this point, they're not traveling yet. So I think there's that humanitarian loss of people that live in uncertainty whether or not they will be reunited with their families as well.
I'm wondering if you've had the opportunity to talk to your community about the election of President Biden and what the response has been?
We've talked some with some of our clients. Of course, it's been a challenging year with COVID as we haven't been providing a lot of in-person services and most of them are remotely. I think just like with Americans, you'll see everything across the entire spectrum. I know oftentimes people anticipate refugees to be diehard Democrats, but that's really not the case. They really represent all spectrums of the political spectrum, just like any of us do. Our community, refugee community here in Abilene specifically is very faith-based and very invested in their faith. We have a number of churches, and so a lot of family values are things that they care about very heavily. So we've really seen people across the board vote in both directions, have opinions in both directions. I think there's been definitely some anxiety around some of the more anti-immigrant legislation over the past year, and I think there's some relief that some of those things will hopefully change and really gives a clear pathway to citizenship for our clients, but also for their families that are eligible to join them at some point in the future.